Welcome to the Intuitive Eating and Body Positivity Podcast. I'm Terry and I'll be talking about all things intuitive eating, body positivity and health at every size, and shaking off weight stigma, diet culture and food rules so that we can all have a better relationship with food and our bodies. It's cold, it's sunny, it's thundering and lightning. What is going on? What is going on with the weather? It's blooming mental. Very, very strange. If you're in the UK, you'll understand. How are you doing? Are you good? Are you well? Hope you are. Let me tell you about an experience I had. Last week, I put on an outfit, just a t-shirt type top and a pair of trousers. Nothing particularly exciting, nothing fancy, something I've worn hundreds of times probably. When I put that outfit on last week, it felt a bit tight. The top felt tight, not the trousers, the top felt tight. I was like, oh God, I feel so bloated and I feel so uncomfortable and I feel rubbish in this top. So I changed because ain't no one got no time for wearing clothes that are uncomfortable, right? Today, I've put the same outfit on and it feels completely different. It is not tight like it was last week and it's comfortable and I haven't been kind of pulling at it and adjusting it all day. Now, that top did not grow and shrink in time. It is my body that changed. And that's really important to know. It's really important to understand that your body changes. Especially as females, our bodies change all the time. It changes over the years. So you might look back and think, oh, well, I didn't look like this when I was 18. I didn't look like this when I was in my early 20s. No, I understand. I did not look the way I look now when I was in my early 20s. But that's fine because that would be very, very strange if we got into old age and still looked like we looked when we were a teenager, right? So bodies change across the years. But they also change month to month, week to week, day to day, especially female bodies. With all the hormonal changes and the difference in your cycle through the month, your body changes. So last week, I was a bit more bloated than usual. This week, maybe I'm not as bloated as usual, who knows? But this is the thing, it fluctuates. It just fluctuates. And last week wasn't the week for wearing that outfit. This week is the week for wearing the outfit. It's fine. It's just really important that if that happens to you, you know that you haven't suddenly gained an almighty amount of fat or you haven't all of a sudden lost loads and loads of fat. And, the conversation about why that's not a problem anyway, to gain or lose fat, that's a conversation for another day. But it's important to know that it's just your body's natural fluctuations. So if you're having a day like that, just change your clothes. Don't spend the day in an outfit that's uncomfortable. Don't put yourself in an outfit that's going to make you body conscious all day. If I'd kept that outfit on last week, I'd have been forever thinking about how uncomfortable it was, how tight it was. I'd have been pulling at it, rearranging it, trying to pull it down, trying to stretch it out. There's no point. Just makes you body conscious all, God, get your words out, Terry, body conscious all day. So just put something more comfortable on. Public service announcement over. It's just important that we notice these things, isn't it? I think it's a good bit of awareness to have. If you know that this is what it is, if you know that today's just not the day you can wear that top or that pair of trousers or that skirt or whatever. Yeah, one day you'll want to wear it and the other day you will not want to wear it. It's fine. It's absolutely fine. No point stressing about these things. Today I'd like to talk to you about food habituation. Do you know that term? Are you familiar with that term? Habituation is basically when you have exposure to something over and over again, and it helps to reduce your response to it. So in food terms, for example, you know when you eat the same thing for ages and ages and ages? So maybe you've made a big pasta, right? A big pasta, and you're like, that'll do me for a couple of days. And so day one, you eat the pasta and you think, oh, that's really good. I really, really enjoyed that. That was just what I wanted. Day two comes around and you have some more of the pasta and you think, yeah, I enjoyed it. It wasn't quite as good as yesterday, but I still really enjoyed it. Maybe day three comes and you're having the pasta again and you're a bit like, oh, don't really fancy this, but you know, I've made it, so I'll have to eat it. Day four comes along, and you're like, not this bloody pasta again. That's habituation. That is your body being used to eating that food. And it's kind of saying to you, right, I need something else to eat now, please. Can you please give me something else? That strong feeling that you had at the beginning when you were really enjoying that pasta reduced over time the more of it you ate. So that's basically what habituation is. It's your body getting used to a food through having repeated exposure to it. Now, in intuitive eating, we say that at the beginning, there's quite often this honeymoon period because you've gone from seriously restricting to giving yourself free rein to eat anything and everything. And so you go a little bit mad. You just go a little bit crazy with all this food. And even if you're just honoring the way your body's feeling, if you're completely 100% intuitively eating, you have all the food that your body is telling you it wants. And quite often at the beginning, that is all the stuff that you've been restricting for so long. And that's because your body is saying, God, we haven't had this for ages. Let's get it in there. Let's have more of it while we can. Because soon enough, you're going to be restricting it again. So let's just have loads of it now. Now, that honeymoon period goes on for a little while. For some, it's longer than others. And I do regularly have conversations with ladies who say, when will it end? I know about habituation. I know that I'm supposed to get used to this food, but when? When is it going to happen? When is it going to kick in? And then it becomes a bit of a stressy thing because you're panicking then about whether it's going to come to you or not. What if it never does? But it does. It does. You just have to have faith in that. The important thing to remember is that when you restrict the food, it drives you to crave it eventually. So when you're in this phase of trying to get to habituation, it's really important then that you don't then start to say, right, I'm just not going to have so much of it. I'm just not going to have so much of it because I'll never stop eating it. I feel like I will never stop eating it. And then you try to put this restriction in place and you try to control the amount that you have. And if you do that, you won't get to the point of habituation because you are still restricting and you're in a restrictive mindset. And while you're in that mindset, you're not giving yourself permission and you're not allowing your body to do what it needs to do. And it's really, really important. It's the most difficult phase of intuitive eating, I think, this honeymoon period. But it's a really important one to go through because it's going through that helps us to get to the point where we don't binge anymore. The binges are a response to restriction. So the only way to stop that is to stop the restriction and just allow your body to get used to all of these foods that you're now allowing it. Now, making peace with your binge foods, those foods that you're a little bit fearful of, the things that you won't buy and put in the cupboards because you're worried that you will have no control around them. Making peace with those, habituating to those, is difficult and a scary process for some people. But is the most rewarding because when you come out the other side and you don't have that binge response anymore and you can have cakes and chocolates and crisps and all of that in the cupboards without being bothered by it, The satisfaction is amazing. So it's well worth doing. It's well worth persevering with. I get that it's scary though. I understand that it's scary letting yourself go around this food. If it wasn't, we wouldn't be in the position where we've got these issues around these foods in the first place. So I don't take away from this one little bit how difficult it is, but I'm going to give you some tips to help you to get to that point of habituation. I'm going to help you get to the point where you don't feel out of control and you feel calm around this stuff. So let's talk about the foods that are the most scary for you. Let's talk about how we can get the habituation to those. Okay, first, regular exposure. You are never going to habituate to something if you do not have regular exposure to it. This is the biggest tip I can give you for getting this process done. Well, done. That made it sound like a tick box exercise, didn't it? No, for making this process successful. There we go. That's what we'll say. If you are just saying, I will only have it once a week, I will only have it at a certain time of day, you know, that sort of thing. If you are putting restrictions in place, you're not going to get to that point of habituation. So regular, repeated exposure to it, that's what you're looking for. And I know this can make you feel anxious. I know it can make you feel a bit out of control. But to be able to repeat this as much as you can is going to be so beneficial. So beneficial. Write a list of the foods that you find scary. Write yourself a list of all the foods that you want to eat but aren't keeping in the house at the moment. Write a list of foods that put the fear of God up at you. Write a list of foods that you feel like you shouldn't eat because it's not good for you, you know, that sort of thing. Write this list of dream, yeah, write this dream list. That's what it is. This is the dream wish list of all the foods that you would like to be able to freely eat without binging, without lack of control, without guilt, without any of that. Write this list. And then you're going to put it in order of fear or worry or lack of control around it. Write the list and then put it into this list. It doesn't matter which way round. It doesn't matter whether it's least stressful to most stressful or most stressful to least stressful. Just put them in an order and see which one is the food that you find most difficult to deal with. You are not going to start with that food, right? We are not trying to conquer Everest straight off. We're going to do this gently. So we're going to start with the food that you find the least worrying. So if I was to say to you, here's a list of food, I'm going to give you a list of chocolate, crisps, ice cream, cake. And you found crisps least stressful and cake most stressful. That would probably be mine, I think, because I'm not too bothered about crisps and I am bothered about cake. But you might say, right, okay, the least stressful in that list is crisps. That's what we're going to start with. Right, let's use this as the example going forward. That's a good idea. You're going to start with the least stressful. So if you feel like you can have crisps in the house and they're fine, but once you open them, then you're not going to stop, then that's probably a good type of food to start with. Whereas if you had real binge issues around things like cake and chocolate and ice cream and stuff like that, and you just know that you can't even have it in the house because you will just sit and eat it until it's gone, that's not the one to start with. That's far too big to start with. So start with the one that you've got the least worry around. Start really small, right? This is a scary process. I get it. So we're going to start really small. You don't want to suddenly fill all your cupboards with this one food. I mean, that is a way to desensitize, that's for sure. But you don't want the overwhelm and you don't want anxiety and you don't want a massive freak out. So start really small and just buy a packet. Just buy a packet of that food and start from there. So you might go to the shop and buy a 6-pack of crisps, maybe. You know, you can get multi-packs. Maybe you'll buy one of those. Or maybe if that feels like too much, maybe you'll just buy the 1 bag of crisps. And that's fine. Start as small as you need to start. Then pick a time of day that feels really good for you to focus on this food. So you're going to be thinking about times where you feel least stressed, least tired, because these things are things that affect how we eat. You don't want it to be a time where you're running around after the kids. If, you know, it's bed and bath time, that's not the time to be trying to eat something that you're a bit worried about. So make sure you've got some downtime, some quiet time. It's quite nice to sit and do this with other people, but you can do it alone if that feels more comfortable for you. For me, it certainly would be. I'd want to start this on my own, but for you, it might be that eating alone is something you do when you binge. So maybe you would appreciate eating around other people, but pick a time in the day where you feel most comfortable to try this. Then sit and try mindfully to eat this food. So you don't want other distractions. You do not want the TV on. You don't want kids running in and out of the room asking you questions. You want your mind on the food. And while the TV's on and there's people to distract you, you're going to be distracted away from the thinking about the food. So pick a nice time where it's nice and quiet, no distractions, or, you know, it feels comfortable for you. If you do that and you have a pleasant experience with it, you are going to be more likely to do it again. If it's a good experience, you're more likely to try it again. And then you can sit and you can mindfully eat the food. You can take note of how you feel before. You can take note of how you feel before you start eating it. What thoughts and what feelings are coming up for you? Do you feel worried? Do you feel stressed? Do you feel anxious? Are you excited to try it? Are you looking forward to getting going? Are you excited to eat that food because you love it? Or are you a little bit nervous because you love the food and you really want to eat it, but you're a bit worried about a binge response afterwards? So take note of how you're feeling and then start to eat it and really take your time over it. Savor it. What does it taste like? What does it smell like? What does it feel like in your mouth? What's the texture like? What do you enjoy about it? What do you not enjoy about it? You know, take note of how it feels. Take note of what you're enjoying. And then think about how you're feeling mentally while you're eating it. You know, are you still calm? Are you good? Were you a little bit worried? That's okay. Just acknowledge it. And then as time goes on, you can relate it to whether you're hungry or not. Are you hungry? Or are you just looking for something sweet or savory? Or do you just fancy it? And you can start to relate how you feel about eating that food to how you feel physically. And then as you eat it, take note of your satisfaction levels as well. So at the beginning, it might be the best food in the world. Oh, I love the feeling of chocolate in my mouth. You know, it's like sweet and there might be a bit of a crunch depending on what's in it. Or there's that kind of velvety feel in your mouth with chocolate, that sort of thing. Maybe it's quite hard because it's been in a cold place, or maybe it's a little bit soft and squidgy because it's a hot day and it's been on the side in the kitchen just waiting for you. So take note of the food. Take note of the satisfaction. What are you enjoying about that food? What is it you really like about that food? And as you continue to eat it, think about that satisfaction. So maybe as it goes on, you will still enjoy it, but that initial sweet hit, maybe that's not doing it for you anymore. Maybe that velvety feeling of the chocolate in your mouth is a little bit annoying now because it's just a little bit, it's a little bit claggy. What a great word that is. But you know what I mean? At the beginning, it's like, oh, that's lovely. And then as you go on, you're like, oh, I need a drink now because it's really, it's bothering me having this chocolate lining my mouth. Maybe as it goes on, the sweetness is a little bit too much and it starts to make you feel a bit sick because, not because you've eaten too much, but just because your body's saying, actually, that's enough for me now. I'm not really enjoying this anymore. And then with those thoughts, you can decide when it's an appropriate time to stop. You can say, right, you know what? I've had enough. I'm satisfied now. And you can put the rest back in the cupboard or the fridge or wherever you got it from. Now, that's not to say that you're not going to have that food again, right? If you decide that now is the time to stop because you've had enough, that's not now's the time to stop forever. That's just you deciding that you've had enough for now. So there's nothing to stop you in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, 2 days, however long it is for you, going back and getting it if you want it again. That's the whole point of this, is that you're just getting used to having it. You're getting used to having it when you want it, when you're feeling the need for it. Because the more you do that, the more you say yes to having that food, the better. And over time, you can then build this up, right? You can start to have packets of chocolate in the house, multi-packs of crisps in the house, great big cakes in the house that you'll just have a slice of because that's all you need to satisfy you right now. All this food will just be there and it will just be food. So the key is just keep doing it, right? Keep doing it. Have that chocolate, have the crisps, have the cake, have whatever it is, and have it at regular intervals. Don't just say, right, I've had it today. That's it. Don't want it anymore. That's it. Job done today. I will come back to this tomorrow or the next day or the next day. If later on in the day you're like, do you know what? I could give that chocolate thing a go again. Then do it. That's absolutely fine. The more you give yourself the exposure to this stuff, the better, because the quicker the habituation will come. Build it up over time. Get yourself comfortable with that food that's the most comfortable for you on that list that you wrote. And then when you've then made peace with that one food, what you can do is move on to the next one. Right, what should we try now? And it becomes a bit of a challenge. It becomes quite exciting. Right, okay, this now I have got a little bit of a problem with. I don't feel like I can get the ice cream out of the freezer without eating the entire tub. Okay, let's do ice cream next. And it becomes a bit of a game. It becomes something that you get interested in. Be really, really curious about this stuff. Really think about what it brings up for you, and then you can acknowledge that and work with it, and it all becomes normal. It all just becomes normal, and that's what you're looking for. Another good thing to do is you can pair them with things that you don't worry about. So, for example, I might have some chocolate and I might have a bowl of peanuts. Chocolate and nuts goes together well, right? But I can give or take a bowl of peanuts. I really like them, but it's not the kind of food that if you put it on the table, I'm going to eat the entire bowl. So maybe pairing up chocolate with nuts lessens the problem that I feel around the chocolate. Do you know what I mean? It's all about the success. It's all about normalizing food. So if you can combine these foods with other foods that you're perfectly comfortable with, then you are telling your brain and you are telling your body that this is just a normal food. It is a normal food to have around. Now, I'm not going to say that this is all going to be sunshine and roses and it's going to be easy and it's going to work like a charm. I'm not saying that it's going to be a complete success because that would not be fair of me, right? All of this is a learning curve, isn't it? If it was as easy as click your fingers, do something once, fixed, nobody would have any issues around food, okay? So don't be too hard on yourself when you're doing this. If you start to try it and you end up having a binge, you end up eating more than you wanted to, you end up eating quickly and not thinking about it and not understanding how you're feeling and not acknowledging what the food feels like for you, do you know what? It's fine. It's part of the process. It is something that is to be learnt. It's something that's to be practiced, and it's okay. You know, if it doesn't go to plan, it's okay. You can just put it away and come back to it another day. Try it again another day. That's all. You can ask yourself some questions. You know, did you try it too fast? Did you go for one of the foods that was too high up on your fear list? Were you really hungry when you tried it? Because if you're hungry, you're going to want to eat more. So, you know, were you too hungry? And next time, maybe you'll try it when you're not hungry. Were you having a stressy day, for example? Were things going on that meant you weren't in the right mindset for it? There's lots of reasons why it might not have worked for you. So just take it as it is, acknowledge it, move on, and have another go another day. Don't let it put you off trying again, for sure. You've just got to keep plodding on, but just don't be so hard on yourself if it doesn't go to plan one day. And also, notice the things that you are doing. The very fact that you're trying is really important to acknowledge. The fact that you are trying to be an intuitive eater, the fact that you are trying to let go of these issues around food, it's all really important to know that these are good things that you're doing for yourself and it's a step in the right direction. So don't panic. Everything is fine. Just come back to it another day. It's all good. It's all good. And I promise if you do this and you work through it, you do get to the point where this food doesn't hold the power over you anymore. You really, really do, I promise. It feels like it's never going to end. I understand that, but it does. And then it's wonderful because then you can give or take food. And it's a really nice place to be. Really nice place to be.